Once upon a time, I was a dead broke personal trainer working 12 to 14 hours a day, making less than $20 an hour, and wondering where on earth my life was going. Now, if you're a trainer or a gym owner and you're considering looking at how to build an online fitness business, I want to share exactly how to do that in five simple steps. And specifically, I'm going to show you how I went from that despair into building and selling my own multiple seven-figure online health and fitness business, and now run one of the world's leading coaching companies specifically for health professionals that does over eight figures per year. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. If you're a trainer or a fitness expert and you're thinking to yourself, how on earth do I start an online fitness business? And you want to say like goodbye to the gym, I completely understand where you're coming from. Because as I mentioned really quickly, I was working 12 to 14 hours a day. This is now 24, 25 years ago when I started as a trainer and nutritionist. Coming out of school, kinesiology degree, nutrition background, super smart, all like the CSCS, the strength and conditioning. I loved all that stuff. I didn't enjoy what I was making. I didn't enjoy working from sunrise until sunset. I didn't enjoy getting to the point where I was looking at my watch every 5 minutes, wondering when the session was going to end because I couldn't keep doing what I was doing. And I knew that wasn't the life I wanted to live. I was in my mid-20s and I was like, this is not where I want to be in 5 to 10 years from now. I want to have a family. I want to have more freedom. I want to travel the world. I wasn't happy. Like I loved helping my clients and I still love fitness. I mean, it's part of who I am 20 some odd years later. But I knew to create the impact in life I wanted to create, it was never going to happen from inside the gym. Or even if I went outside the gym and started training clients individually for cash, which is something I did do as I was transitioning. So the big thing for me was understanding that there's a very big difference between what you can do with people in person versus what you can do with them online. And when I say what I mean by that is when you're in person with a client, you can obviously give them physical guidance, you know, all that good stuff. And a lot of trainers get stuck on the fact of like, well, what does this look like online? Am I just going to use the trainer as your app and like charge my clients $49 a month? Well, not really. I'm going to share five specific steps that I want you to take if you're considering how to do this whole online thing. Because the reality is, it is harder to build an online business. I'm not going to lie about that. No one knows who you are, right? No one sees your stuff. No one just stumbles into the gym. It's actually easier to build an in-person training business because you have immediate trust when you are in contact with someone. You've got that proximity, and it's a lot easier for people to just fall into your lap. When you come online, that doesn't exist. So I want to prepare you for the road ahead, but I will also tell you that it is 1,000,000% worth it. If you want to help more people, if you want to really empower your clients to true transformation, and you want to live a much better quality of life where you make a lot more money and you can work from anywhere in the world, I would not trade a single thing about my 20-year journey online at all. To have the life I have now, all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through have been well worth it to be able to have the dream life that I have, to spend my time with my four kids and my wife, to be able to build our dream home in Mexico and live in the most desired place in Canada, to have a business that I absolutely love and worked with thousands of clients over the years that I truly care about helping because of the work that they're doing in the world. I wouldn't trade any of it. So what I'm about to share with you here, please understand the context of like, it's not easy, but nothing great ever is. And if you're looking for easy, please stop the video and go find some other 20-year-old on YouTube who's going to tell you how to make a lot of money in no time. Because I think we both know a lot of this stuff is bullshit, okay? Let's get into the five steps. So the first thing that you want to think about as you're transitioning online is identifying your niche. As a in-person trainer, I've noticed that amongst a lot of health professionals, trainers often are actually pretty good at this. Hey, I'm the prehab specialist, or I am the guy people come to when they're recovering from back pain, or I'm the guy who works with young athletes to get them prepped for, you know, college. There's actually quite a good amount of specialization in the fitness space. That's a good thing because the most important first decision you got to make is who do I want to serve? And let me backtrack one step. It's not who you want to serve. It's what problem do you want to help people solve? Because when I ask people like, well, what type of clients do you work with? They'll often tell me, well, I work with women over 40. I'm like, well, so what? Like, What's the problem that they're trying to solve with your help? That's the first most important decision. We call it a profitable problem. What's the problem that has a high amount of severity and a high degree of persistence that people simply can't solve on their own? So let me give you an example of like migraine headaches. Now, I know this might be out of the context of training, but we have a lot of clients that specialize in migraine headaches. They're more on the naturopath side, etc. Migraine headaches compared to tension headaches. Migraines are debilitating. You can't function. You can't get out of bed. And they happen not once in a while. They happen several times a week. And that's why that is such a great problem to help people solve, because they can't pop an Advil. The Advil does nothing, right? And what their doctor is recommending simply isn't working. The important piece to this with the profitable problem is not just that people are willing to do something about it, but they're also more likely to pay a premium price. So part of identifying your niche and part of identifying this profitable problem is understanding that you should be charging premium dollars. I'm not going to recommend you charge what everyone else online is charging in the fitness space, all these fitness influencers. And you know, you got a $49 a month trainerized thingamajig, or at best, you got elite coaching for $297 a month, add a zero. Because if we were to work together, the first thing I would look at is your pricing, and I would challenge you. Every single one of my clients, I challenge them on their pricing, because you have to understand that you are undercharging for what it is you do. I don't care how much you charge. I don't care. You can be like the world's best trainer or just a good trainer who helps people get in better shape. The transformation you're helping people create is immeasurable. So don't undervalue yourself, right? Don't charge $100. Charge $10,000. Charge $2,000. Charge something you can get behind and still understand that you are undercharging for the outcome you're helping someone create. So I just want to preface this by like, you know, so there's a lot of common results out there. So if you want common results, follow common advice, right? Follow what everyone else is doing in the fitness space. Look at what they're charging and do exactly that, and you will get exactly what they're getting. You'll get lots of clients who pay them a little bit of money. You will feel burnt out because now you've replicated the same thing online and you're going to hate it. Or you could work with fewer clients potentially, charge 5 to 10 times as much, help them create better outcomes because the more they pay, the more they pay attention, and love life a whole lot more. That's just my 2 cents. So number one is we pick the profitable problem, something people really want solved, high severity, high persistence. So think of things like weight loss, right? That's like high severity for some people. Some people are okay being 100 pounds overweight. So for them, not that big of a deal. But persistence is 24/7, right? People will like inject Ozempic left, right, and center because it's a quick fix. So we know people want to lose weight. Whether or not they want to do anything about it outside of injecting themselves is a different story. One thing I will say is do not work, especially online, with kids. What I mean by that is kids, teenagers, college athletes. They don't have any money to pay you. And then if they have to go through your parents, then you've got to get the parents and the teenager on the same page. It's very, very challenging to do that in a virtual environment. In person, it's a little bit different, okay? But virtually, I would not recommend that. Work with 30 plus, okay? And then figure out, you know, whether it's like guys like me who are like former pro athletes who still think they are and they want to just always be the best, you know, like psychos like myself. They're always fun clients to work with. But anyways, you know your people. You got to choose the niche first and foremost, okay? Second is clarifying your value proposition. So the value proposition is really simply, it's very like, what do you do, right? It's a very simple statement. I help target market achieve desired outcome without or even if. So that's the general statement. So as an example, I help health professionals, that's the target market, build scalable coaching businesses, that's the desired outcome, without the grind. Even if they have no following, no online experience, and even if they're, you know, technically unsophisticated. So for you, it might be, I'm a trainer. I help women who just gave birth, right? Or I help new moms lose the baby weight without stepping into the gym. So that becomes your tagline, your value proposition, what we call a powerful promise. So that when people see your bio on Instagram or they come across your website somehow, or you're just simply talking with someone, it's like, hey, man, what do you do? Well, I help, you know, new moms lose the baby weight without stepping into the gym. Huh, that sounds cool. My wife is actually just giving birth. I think she might benefit from that as well. So it's a very simple articulation of what you do and how you help people. But the key thing is that it starts by identifying the niche, right? The profitable problem and who that person is who has the problem. That was step one. Step two is we take that raw material and we look at, okay, if this is the problem, what's the opposite of the problem? Where do they want to go? That's the promise. And those two things inform what we're talking about here, which is your value proposition or your powerful promise statement. And this, again, is used in your Instagram bio, on your website, in all of your marketing material in some way, shape, or form. Cool? So that's the second step.
Hey, quick little interlude in today's episode. I don't know about you, but I'm a very visual learner. And if you're the same, you might enjoy this content in video format. If that's the case, be sure to head over to YouTube. Just type healthpreneur when you're searching in the YouTube browser, and you'll come across our channel. A lot of the episodes for this podcast actually originate on our YouTube channel as videos. And if you'd like to see more of the visuals that I talk about in many of these episodes, then I would encourage you to go on over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and enjoy all of the longer form videos, as well as a lot of the shorts that we post online on a daily basis. So head on over to YouTube if you're a visual learner like I am, and let's get back to the show.
Third step is to productize your knowledge. This is the fun part. And this is the thing that I want to open your eyes around. A lot of manual therapists or trainers will often ask me, well, Yuri, how do I help someone with back pain if I don't touch them? Well, I don't know. You're the expert. You figured it. That's not my job, right? My job is to give you frameworks and architecture to help you build out your curriculum so that those clients can actually go through it on their own without you having to be there every step of the way. But I don't know the protocol you're going to give someone. I don't know the video you're going to shoot to show someone how to do something. That's on you. You're the expert in that. But I'll share with you what I did. So when I came online in 2005, I was working out with a client one day, and he's working up a sweat, huffing and puffing. And he's like, Yuri, why don't you put your voice on tape? And I was like, whoa, that's actually a very interesting idea. Tell me more about that. So this is 2005, just when the iPod had come out. Remember that? The iPod, not the iPhone, the iPod before the iPhone. And I started to think to myself, what does that even look like? And essentially what it evolved into was me recording a 12-week workout program where I was literally talking into my computer and recording it on GarageBand and imagining as if I were with a client from start to finish of that session. So the workouts are, 30 to 45 minutes. And it might start off like, okay, awesome. Super pumped to work with you today. Here's the game plan. We're going to be doing a circuit workout with this exercise. I'm going to walk you through step by step. It was literally like I was working with the client, but they were not there and I wasn't in the gym. And I recorded this whole 12-week program called Fitter You. And that was the first product I created back in 2005. And it was awesome. And to be honest, it still is. My wife still listens to it. And she's like, man, that thing was awesome. And I'm like, cool. Like, but here's the cool thing is like, you know how to help people, right? You have to step out of the box for a second and look at it from a meta level. And that's what I did is I said, okay, how am I like, when I work with a client, what's the first thing we do? And if I were to have them do squats, what would my verbal cues be if I could not be there to spot them to help them do this properly? And to do it safely, would I recommend they were in a squat rack with heavy weights or maybe not? And so I started thinking through this stuff, and that's how that program came about. And then along with that, we had not a workbook, but kind of like a guide with visuals to go along with that. So I had before and after pictures for all the exercises and the workout plan so they could see, okay, well, cool. We're doing Monday's workout. Then it's Wednesday's workout was a bit different. And it kind of just evolved over the 12 weeks, right? So there's a bit of periodization and all that kind of stuff built in, but simplified for the average person to go through. So the cool thing is as I was transitioning from working in person to online, my in-person clients were benefiting from those workouts when I wasn't with them. So if I had a client once a week, they can use those workouts two or three other times during the week. I would be on their headphones every step of the way. So I was there, but not there. The whole tagline is you'll never work out alone again. And so that started to segue into when I came online, I had people purchase that program from anywhere across the world and I never met them. Now, at the time, I didn't really know how to market. That's a different story. But nonetheless, that became the first product I eventually figured out how to productize my knowledge from. And then years later, it started to, take off as I learned how to build the business and market a lot more effectively. Another example was I had a program around core training. I called it the Amazing Ab Solution. The whole premise was it was like a no sit-up solution to developing a strong core and rock solid back or a bulletproof back. And again, I thought to myself, so this is a couple years later. And now at this point, people were starting to use iPods and the first generation iPhones. And so the visuals or videos were more of a thing. So I recorded myself and you're probably watching this and like, duh, like this is so obvious. Like, dude, remember, this is 2007, 2008, maybe before you were born. I don't know. This is a long time ago, okay? Now it's like common practice, but at the time, we were one of the first companies on the planet to do this stuff. So I had a follow-along workout called the Amazing Absolution, and I filmed the workouts from the gym, from my backyard, to show people you don't need anything to get a strong core. And I filmed the workout, like visual. So I was doing the workout with them. I was huffing and puffing. I was like, oh my God, 5 more seconds, let's hold the plank. And I'm with them in that process. But before all that, I started to, if you understand program design, you can map out a workout program, right? All right, workout 1, week 1 is gonna be this is the focus. Okay, we're gonna build 30 seconds into here and then we're gonna get them stronger and go to 45 seconds. You know program design. If you understand program design, you can build out a workout program that people can do online. It's fairly straightforward. Whether you wanna shoot follow along workout videos is up to you. It doesn't really matter. But the key is that you start to think about how can I take what's in here, how I work with clients out there, and productize it so that people can benefit from your expertise even when you're not with them, okay? How we start to articulate that is something we call a proprietary process, okay? So when people say, okay, well, how do you help new moms lose the baby weight without going to the gym? We have a process we call a proprietary process, and it's essentially your model, your recipe for how you do that. The easiest way to explain something to someone is just to kind of simplify it. Like, I'm not gonna say, well, like there's like 12 weeks of workouts and like, it's very simple. So for instance, if someone's like, hey, Yuri, well, how do you help trainers and health professionals build a scalable business online? I'm like, great question. Well, it's actually a fairly simple, straightforward process. It's a 3-step model. If you think of a triangle, it's attract leads, convert clients, deliver results. So if any of those resonate with you, like, do you want to attract leads? Yeah. Do you want to learn how to convert those leads into clients? Yeah. Do you want to deliver results to those clients without having to do one-on-one? Cool. Well, that's exactly what we do. But Yuri, how specifically does that all work? Well, within those 3 areas, we have a couple different systems that we help install into your business. For instance, on the attract leads and convert client side, we have a very simple process called the Perfect Client Pipeline. It's a 4-step business model that helps you attract clients on demand, predictably 24/7. Cool? So like, you start to think in visuals of how do I map this out in a very, very simple framework? So one of the things we help our clients do is articulate in 3, maybe 4 steps, the big pillars, how you help your clients achieve what it is they want to achieve. So let me go back to the Amazing Absolution for a second. That was the name of the program, but the proprietary process, like the mechanism through which I helped people get a result, was essentially a 3-phase process called build, sculpt, burn. Okay? So hey, how do you do that? Well, we've got a 3-step process called build, sculpt, burn. Build is build the foundation. Sculpt is sculpt some of the definition. And burn is burn away the excess fat so you can see your hard work. And so that became the foundation in terms of the recipe for that program. And then as I was building out the workouts for the curriculum, they would kind of fit themselves under each one of those 3 headings, if you will, or those 3 pillars. So being able to productize your knowledge sometimes can be tricky because you're in the bottle and you can't see the outside of the label from inside the bottle. So that's why one of the most valuable things we do with our clients is help them see what they're too close to seeing, which is their own magic. And so nonetheless, the 3rd step is being able to productize your knowledge so that you don't have to be relied on every step of the way for your clients to get results. Cool. Step 4 is pick your model. If it's not scalable, it's not sustainable. Okay, your business model is a very important decision to make. And Warren Buffett once said, the boat you choose to be in is much more important than how hard you row. Okay, so let's think of this. There's a number of different business models you can choose to build your business upon. As an example, a lot of online trainers will get into the social media game and they'll flex, they'll do workouts, and then they'll hit people up in the DMs and they're playing the content game. That's totally fine. Right? If you've got a large following and it's working, it's a great place to start. A lot of our most successful clients do that, or at least they start there, or they have that coming in that we help them amplify what they're doing by working smarter and kind of some of the nuances there. And then we also have a lot of clients who have no online following. And they're also in a position where they don't want to spend hours a day playing that game. They're like, listen, like, I understand that's one option, but I don't want to do that. So like when I started my first business, I chose path 1, which was a massive amount of content creation. We built our YouTube channel to 300,000 subscribers. Our blog was getting 1.4 million visitors per month. And I was a content machine. And I love creating content. But it took me 7 years to make my first $1 million. When I started Healthpreneur, it took me 7 weeks because I chose a different business model. And that business model was paid ads, not cranking content forever. Paid ads to a webinar to a phone call. phone call high ticket coaching program. It's the same model we teach our clients, and there you go. We also support them on the social side once this engine is built, because this engine is the engine that's going to work 24/7 on your behalf. So when I started Healthpreneur back in 2017, I did nothing. I had no YouTube channel, no podcast, no Instagram. I had nothing. Like, I didn't even exist online other than my previous business, which I had sold by that point. It was ads to a webinar to a phone call. Ads, webinar, phone call. And I just mastered that and I dialed that in. And because it's like you get the numbers dialed in and you go and you scale, you push publish, you push a bit more ad spend, a bit more budget, and you can scale that sucker so quickly. But it helps if you understand what you're doing. I wouldn't recommend advertising if you don't know what you're doing, right? Thankfully, I had a bit of experience from my previous business and, you know, happened to crack the code. 3.5 years after that, I had some clients that were like, hey, you should really consider getting on Instagram. I'm like, I don't want to post pictures of my lunch. They're like, it's not about that. So it took me almost 3.5, 4 years to finally get on Instagram with Healthpreneur. And now Instagram is a very significant source of new business for our business. And also we want to build a $1 billion brand, right? So for us now, we do things like YouTube and Instagram and so forth, but I'm not saying you have to do all that stuff. You should not do all that stuff. But a lot of people are making the mistake of doing too much too soon, and they end up with a business that feels very overwhelming, and then they're trying to bin 1,000 different plates and nothing, no food is being served. So picking your model is extremely important, especially if you do not want to burn out. You have to think of having leverage in your business. You can have leverage through money, which is paid ads. You can have leverage through people, which eventually you'll have if you're hiring down the road. You can have leverage through content. Okay, content is a very powerful form of leverage, like this video as an example. 10 years down the road, people might be watching this video. I shot it once. That's pretty cool. But if you're starting out and no one sees your content, there is zero leverage. So please understand that content has leverage once it has legs. Make sense? Okay, step number 5 is focus on one thing for longer than you might want to. One target market. One offer. So one coaching program, not 10. Like, here's what it looks like to work with me. It's $3,000. It's 12 weeks. We're going to help you do this. Oh, it's too expensive. Cool. Have fun somewhere else. You don't offer anything else. You offer one program. It's premium priced and it's awesome. So one single target market, one offer, one program, one acquisition channel. So that could be your ads or social or whatever it is, but one thing, and you go like deep on that sucker and you crank it until it's working. And you do that for at least a year minimum, or at least $1 million, whichever comes first. So with that said, I made $6,000 in my first year. It doesn't mean that I'm going to change the whole model, unless in that case, I didn't know what I was doing. So I was doing all sorts of stuff. But if you actually get guidance and you actually have a model that's proven, you follow that sucker until you strike gold. Because if hundreds or thousands of other people have done it, why couldn't you? But you will not succeed if you try something for a month, it doesn't work yet, and then you jump onto something else and you're not getting results there yet, and then you jump onto something else and it just repeats. You see, amateurs are focused on, I hear them say stuff like, I tried that and it didn't work out. Okay, I tried that and it didn't work out. I tried Facebook ads, they didn't work. Yeah, I mean, that Facebook ad stuff doesn't work at all. I tried that and it didn't work. What winners and masters say is ... yet. See the difference? I tried that and it didn't work out. Blanket statements, no opportunity for growth. Winners are like, but I haven't figured it out yet. I'm not understanding and I'm missing a nuance. I'm not understanding something quite right. Therefore, I look for coaching and guidance to help me see what I can't see. That's how winners think. That would be like a client coming to you saying, oh, I did those squats. They didn't work for me. Oh, really? The most arguably fundamental movements in, you know, human biomechanics doesn't work for you? Well, I guess all those squatters must be scammers, right? No, it's you don't know what you're doing. Like, you don't know how to squat, or maybe you did it once a month instead of once a week. Or maybe you had the wrong tempo, the wrong frequency, the wrong rep range, the wrong weights, right? And so it's the same thing. It's understanding that you got to do one thing and turn on the blinders to everything else. I can't tell you how many times I say no to people. I might be a little bit more recluse now. Initially, when you're in business, you say yes to a lot of stuff, and then you end up saying no to almost everything. You get to a point where your energy is everything. Like for me, I protect my energy like it's Fort Knox. I get random people reaching out to me on Instagram like, hey man, looks like we're doing some stuff. Like can we, you know, jump on a quick call to catch up. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. And I could be very short-sighted for saying no to this, but it's just not like I don't have time in my day, nor is it a major, like I don't get up in the morning being like, oh my God, I hope some random person sends me a DM asking if we can jump on a quick call. I'm like, I don't want to do that stuff. I know exactly what I'm working on. I know where I'm going. And if it doesn't align with my vision, I say no to it. And yes, I probably say no to a lot of opportunities and a lot of potential relationships. And I've chosen to make those hard calls, which for me are very easy because I just don't want to do them. It's a hell yes or it's a no. So focus is one of the most important things you can cultivate as an entrepreneur. And if I'm being very honest with you, I can still be way better with my own focus, right? So being focused on a specific task or deep work, if we're going micro, right? But if we're saying macro, it's like focus on one single target market, one offer, one acquisition channel, and dial that sucker until at least $1 million in revenue. Because I promise, it doesn't matter what business model you're doing or following or using, all of them can work. Just like any diet can work or any exercise program can work. But you have to work the model. Otherwise, it won't work. All right? So if you've enjoyed this, if this has been helpful for you, first step is subscribe because I've got hundreds of other videos on the channel to help you grow a successful online fitness business. Step two is if you'd like to go a little bit deeper into learning how we help our clients in your situation and grow their businesses online, there's a link to check out our Perfect Client Pipeline Masterclass. That's kind of what I alluded to, the ads, webinar, phone call process. If you want to see exactly how that works, check out the masterclass below. There's a link in the description. You can watch it totally free. And if you'd like to, you know, take the next step, if you fit the bill, if you want some of our help, you know, we can certainly book in a call and see what that looks like. But that's it, okay? So the very minimum, hopefully this video has given you some initial guidance on the five steps to start if you're transitioning from training clients in person or working in person in a gym to moving online and building your online fitness business. Again, it's not easy, but it's 1,000% worth it. Nothing great happens overnight. Nothing great comes easy. And I promise you, for all of the challenges that you will face, because that's a guarantee, every single one of them will help you become better. Every single one of them will help you get closer to the dream you want to build. And I can tell you from having been in the trenches on that side, making little to nothing, living on poverty line income, training my ass off for 7 years, 12 to 14 hours a day, to building the life that I've built now, I can tell you that every single decision I've made, every single mistake, win and failure, and all the hardship has been 1,000,000% worth it. If you have a big vision for where you want to go, if you're committed to doing big things, this is where it's at. So if you've enjoyed that, I look forward to seeing you on upcoming videos. Thanks so much for hanging out. Check out the link below. I'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.